The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Back live.
Everybody had a great holiday weekend. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever.
The holiday season.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Finally, we can say happy holidays again. I got tired of saying Merry Christmas for 4 years.
Yeah. The war is over.
The war is over. Now we can say happy holidays again, finally. Finally, ready for Christmas?
Yeah, to be over.
Usually I do the tree on Thanksgiving weekend, but I was going this weekend. And she goes, we're flying back yesterday. And my wife goes, hey, we got to put the Christmas tree up. I said, yeah, sometime. That was my answer. I said, I did say, it won't be Monday. It will not be today.
Yeah. See, we came home from a little dinner on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, been eating all afternoon. Then she wants to get out of the Christmas stuff and decorate.
After Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I was like, man, I just wanted to sit on the couch.
Yeah, that's kind of a filling your lazy day for that.
Yeah.
I would do it on Friday.
Let me guess, you got to do it now.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman. That's
the window's closing. Now is the time.
Right.
To be fair, 3-day weekend.
To be fair, I'm not asked to help decorate. I'm just asked to help carry things up out of the basement.
And that's a pain in the ass too, man.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put the tree up.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I sat there watching the Cowboys Raiders while they were putting up the tree right in front of me.
Okay.
I saw a tweet on Thanksgiving that said, if you have sex today, you're disgusting.
We better have sex before the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We put Archie up
private,
yesterday,
yeah.
And our oldest was like, he doesn't want to be, you know, he was like counting the number of ornaments he put on the tree.
Okay, yeah.
Then he's like, I put 20 up, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right.
He did your job. All right, let's get the calendar out here. Because Stephanie writes us, my son is the little boy saying, you stupid son of a bitch.
Which one?
Yeah, good question. I'll have to ask her.
Is it this one?
You stupid son of a bitch.
That guy's
like
good,
that too.
I think they're both good. I don't want to dwell on either one here.
You stupid son of a bitch.
That's quick, and then this boy.
You stupid son of a bitch.
All right.
That one a little more emphatic, but
this is a quick one. Like, you do something stupid, you hear this, yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've gotten that, and then I get this one at home.
You stupid son of a bitch.
So on December 17th, that is a Thursday, I believe. No, it might even be a Friday. We'll still be on the air then.
That'll be our last day, yeah.
It's a Friday.
That's a Friday.
He'll turn 7, and he goes to school about 8 o'clock. So he wants to hear from us.
We need to know which one it is.
Yeah, which one it is and what his name is.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets to hear it on the radio? He would love that.
Oh, sure.
In that age or on the radio? Come on. I'm the stupid son of a bitch kid. And you know what? And then he's going to be 40 someday drinking at some bar in Omaha going,
or he's going to mention
that was me. Remember that?
In the middle of class.
Yeah, he could end up in the principal's office pretty quick that day. Did you hear me on the radio?
And what are you
famous
for?
What'd you say?
You stupid son of a bitch.
Ty has a good idea here. Now all we need are our kids with stutters. And we can have them recreate Craig's clips.
Yeah, we don't make fun of kids with stutters. That'd
no,
be wrong.
We don't.
That'd be cruel.
Grown men with stutters is stupid. That's why we say
it. Yeah, but then we'd lead into Craig stuttering, and we'd make fun of that babbling idiot.
If we got a real kid,
yeah,
that'd be stupid. That'd be kind of lame. You know, that wouldn't be fair to the kid. Making fun of stuttering kids is not what we do here. Stuttering adults, yes, all
sure,
damn day.
All the time.
Yeah, mainly Craig.
I hear myself stuttering and stammering a lot.
Is it because we're just tired? Everybody starts.
I think it's just because I do that. And I hear it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Associated Press.
We need a kid to say that right there. But not faking it. We need a real stutter.
That might be tough to replicate.
Yeah. We don't want to make fun of kids stuttering, though.
Yeah, we're going to make fun of
them. No, they're going through a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe we could have kids mocking Craig.
That'd be funny.
For studying.
Yeah.
Stuttering.
Yeah, kids that don't stutter can call in and make fun of Craig.
I can say it, Craig.
Well, I think we already have
kids
that.
Kids are nice.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, we do.
No, but the kids, I mean, just wait till he stutters and then hit the stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch.
There you go. Spit it out. Spit it out.
There you go. It's done.
I just like the whole theme of kids say things Craig says.
Right.
Oh, not all of them.
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah, we got that one.
Jesus.
You stupid son of a bitch!
You stupid son of a bitch!
What if that
wipe your toast on me?
Last one got coached up a little bit. Because he really got into it.
I'm telling you, in the video.
Yeah, that's really close to the original.
Well, there was video of him too,
he's
right?
Got a little fist pump and a stamp in his foot. Stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, talking with his hands?
Oh, yeah. With his whole body. He's really into it.
I wonder if he's repeated that since then to like a sibling or something.
Well, why not? My daughter would be her. Well, it'd be my great niece. She's like 3 years old. We're home, and my daughter got her to put up her middle finger. You know, just put her fingers down and said, "Walk around and do this." So this 3-year old is flipping you off all weekend long.
That's awesome.
And nobody cared. First of all, my daughter taught her to do it.
That's funny.
But my niece is her mom, and she was just laughing too. But she's just walking around. And she goes to preschool. I'm thinking, man, what's going to happen here? And she's smiling.
She's about to find out.
And kids are always, they do things when they get adults' approval. So nobody told her. Tatum. Nobody told Tatum all weekend long, don't do that. We just all laughed.
Which is reinforcement to do it more.
You got little 3-year-old hands flipping you off and doing it good, too. The finger's way up there, man.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of my daughter when she was about probably 4.
Yeah.
And she had hurt her finger.
Yeah.
Well, which finger is it?
Yeah.
That one. And she's standing there just looking right at the camera. It's the best.
Greg and I got a picture of your mom. There was a finger involved, but
of course there was.
You couldn't see it.
You couldn't see the finger in the photo, right?
She says hi, by the way.
Oh, man.
She was at the house on Saturday.
Oh, was that what she was saying?
Thanksgiving dinner.
Craig doubles down. I was starting to feel a little bad there. Has she heard many of these bits recently?
I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure.
Did you come on conversation when you see her?
No.
Okay. You're that bit of the day where Craig and Mike were banging you again?
And this is one of those times I need to remind people, don't buy into that crap when Craig thinks he's better than the rest. Because then he doubles down on bits like this.
He did double down.
How long before we hear one of the kids that imitated Craig gets in a little trouble at school?
Well, you know, that's on the parents, not
sure.
Us.
I know.
That is not us.
Definitely parents.
That is a parent.
You know, we've helped. So we've had this discussion before. We tend to create monsters.
Well, who's going to? Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely do that. Okay, how about?
Give them a little airtime. Although they don't seem to want more.
How about a kid says this?
Febreze my balls.
Nope. That'd be wrong.
Anything genitalia related with the kids is kind of dicey.
And it's got to be a signature. One of Craig's signatures.
Okay, I'm looking back here.
And Suck at Jesus and You Stupid Son of a Bitch are two of the biggest
signatures. They are the best ones, right?
What about...
All these are real dirty if I look up Craig.
What about little kids saying he's dead now?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hideous.
He's dead now.
Oh, here's a good one. This is... It's become more of a puss's deal, but it's definitely something Craig always said here.
By the way, I got a goat in my trunk.
That would be great for a kid to say that. Man, yeah.
Yeah, Pussy, your mom could have doubled down on Thanksgiving. If you went around the table and said, what are you thankful for? She's like, Mike and Craig.
Luckily, we're not one of those houses that does that lame crap around the table.
I don't like that.
Yeah, either. I don't do that either.
No.
No. There was no prayer. There was no nothing. It was the food's hot. Eat.
Right. That's it. That's the way it should be done.
Yeah, I was full by the time that they said everybody eat.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was walking around the food eating, you know, all the time before that. They said go eat, yeah. And I said I'll go see if a store's open and find some cool whip.
Thank you, Stewie. Cool whip.
It did make me laugh. I saw.
How about we get two kids for this one, Craig? This is a good one. We got two kids.
Oh no!
Oh God! Yeah.
God, I know where you're going with this.
I know you
love
know.
This.
Oh God!
See,
really? No.
Do you,
I don't.
You think Craig knows?
I do.
I think I know where you're going.
Okay, we need two kids. I might even play this one.
Well, yeah. What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, that might work.
Get a brother and two brothers to keep the girls out of this. Let's get about 2 7-year-old kids and do those back to back. That would work. That'd be funny.
It will raise a question.
Explain the kid. You have to tell the kid what a dildo is, then, right?
That begs the question.
I guess this is Luke, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Find one.
Because every time that Nick goes hammers your mom, tries to, Luke calls up, right? Hey, Luke.
Morning.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hello.
Nick, don't worry about what Big P's mom said at Thanksgiving. Because right before I said your mom, I'm thankful for dark chocolate. Boom!
Whoa, man.
Wow, sound effects.
Punching up his own jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, you beat the Cowboys. Congrats, bud.
We're back on the winning snide, boys. That's why Nick's mom is happy. Yeah, buddy. I told you I wasn't going to call. Gave you a week off. Now we're back on the win streak. Here we go, Nick.
Yeah, you did. Thanks, buddy.
See you all week, buddy. See you, man.
Nick's face turns on a dime when he's joking about Puss's mom. All of a sudden, then Luke calls, oh, jeez.
There we go.
Does your mom know that bit? The black guy takes care of her on the radio?
Probably.
Okay, all right.
I guess probably, like, you know, like, Puss his mom, just like,
you don't talk.
It's not, she's not bringing it up.
She's also not against the idea.
Intrigued. She's single.
She should be basking in it because your mom getting picked on means she's still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
You two still have moms who are with us.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're away.
Yeah, sometimes that's cool.
Sounds like sometimes they're with other dudes. The weirdest part about the whole thing is that Luke's not single.
I know. Well, either me or Craig.
Yeah, neither of these two.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
They're obliged.
A little side action, no big deal. That's what my wife always says.
Speaking of side action.
Never.
Today is Cider Monday, apparently.
Ah.
Drink cider?
Or go.
Right. This is just cider.
All right.
C-I-D-E-R, Cider Monday. Of course, Cyber Monday as well.
Cyber and Cider Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, they just jumped on the bandwagon.
I think the two can go together.
Yeah, I think they're jumping on the bandwagon there.
Yeah.
I like cider with whiskey in it.
Yeah, I do too.
I tend to like ciders.
I do too. And the Cider family plays a Deadpool too, a lot of them.
A lot of them.
A lot of the Cider family plays a Deadpool.
Right, and that's fun.
Yeah,
it's probably a big topic of conversation at their holiday gathering. They're Deadpoolists.
Well, they're celebrating the beginning of Fogelberg season.
That is,
I think they just amuse themselves by calling each other by their names.
Yeah.
That's amusing in and of itself.
Pass the turkey, Deepin. Right. Yeah.
That's the Indian ciders, right?
Right, yeah.
Latest smash and grab robbery by a large group of people being reported in Minnesota. Burnsville, south of Minneapolis. About 30 people swarmed a Best Buy Friday night, quickly ran off with a bunch of electronic items before police got there. No weapons were seen. No injuries were reported.
There's going to be a mass casualty coming up.
Yep.
Some good guy with a gun is going to just want to shoot people just for stealing something. Now, granted, these people are doing this their asshats and should be prosecuted and put in jail. But somebody with a good guy with a gun is going to start firing at all these people somewhere.
It's all just stuff that's insured. Don't go shooting people over it.
Right, but they will.
This is something I probably could have been talked into when I was like 17.
What, shooting people or
no? Showing up at the store and be like, "Hey, there's going to be 80 of us, and we're going to wherever to steal some stuff."
What if you're at the store while people bust? Because somebody's there. They're usually sometimes they're open.
Yeah. When in Rome?
Oh, yeah, they're open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're waiting in line for a register. And right. Everybody just runs out with everything. Like, well, I guess I'll take off, too.
Especially if you're wearing a mask. The video is going to be shown everywhere.
Yeah.
More actually, I think if I'm actually, I know me, I'm so paranoid. Plus, I don't like to steal things. That's one of the things I don't do is steal. But if somebody, that would happen, I'd probably have my hands in the air the whole time, look at the camera. Hey, I ain't doing dick. I know I look like I'm part of this gang. I'm just here.
And I know half of them.
Yeah, the mob runs by you, pussy.
Hands up in the air stuff is...
Worse.
That's what gets you shot.
I know, you're right.
Because you're an easy target.
Right.
I just look suspicious. Right. I don't actually do anything.
Right. Yeah, they're not looking to shoot somebody who's stealing something. They're just looking to shoot somebody.
Right. That's true.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
After spending more than 4 decades imprisoned in Missouri for a triple murder he did not commit, Kevin Strickland got, he was released from prison after a judge dismissed all charges against him.
Missouri gave him nothing, so he
Missouri gave him nothing.
GoFundMe, how much now?
The GoFundMe has now raised close to $1.5 million.
Whoa!
Wow!
Well, good for him, man. 4 decades in prison.
Yeah, he deserves something.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I wish I could spend 4 decades in prison and make $1 million. Somebody's saying that. Somebody's saying
that. All right, go do it.
$15 making fries. I wish I could do that. You can.
He was convicted in
19... I spent 4 decades for $1 million in prison.
That's $25,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
He was convicted in 1978 on account of a witness who went on to spend 30 years working with the Missouri Innocence Project to free Mr. Strickland, saying that she had made a mistake and falsely identified him.
And I remember they kept...
So he could have been out 30 years
ago. Yeah, they kept this guy in prison because they wanted that notch in the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got to have a win. And they don't care. They do not care half the time.
Right. They're still, you know, they're still saying, I don't know.
That's what they always say. Even when DNA clears people, they go, I don't know.
This guy did get the chance to flip the switch at the annual Mayor's Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony and... Kansas City's Crown Center neighborhood on Friday. So.
It's because Tyrann Mathieu backed out of that for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that helps to make up for three decades.
Hey, lights are on.
You got to throw the switch.
I think it'd be funny if this guy went and like bet all that money on the Browns or something.
Right. But
<It's> just, I was,
hey, thanks.
For two of those decades, the Chiefs sucked, he said on stage.
I'd like to not pay rent for 40 years. I'd like to get fed every day for 40 years.
In my butt. That's going to happen.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, somebody's feeding you. You're not eating.
You're the
snack. For all of these overzealous prosecutors that we talk about.
All the time.
Lately, there's been some really sucky ones.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like they're not even trying.
Like Rittenhouse, that prosecutor sucked, right?
He did. Yeah.
The guy down south, though, the guy that convicted, we were going, right? We're having Friday.
Yeah, good. Friday,
they finally put those murderers to.
You know, well, and that one attorney, like, she went to jail. What did she go to jail for? For not pursuing the charges or trying to get it?
He called, one guy called her hours afterwards, they need some help. And she tried to make it go away. Like, now we're not going to charge them.
Yeah, because she knew one of the principals.
And by the way, the cops looked at that same tape the public did and did nothing. The public demand brought that case up. Here's how the
right. There was no cell phone video.
Here's how the right
pursued that.
You see how the righties handled that on social media, which depressed me, but it surprised me. Of course, they knew that these guys murdered. I didn't see anybody defending them. I didn't go into any racist sites, but you know they're out there. I'm guessing it's called Facebook. But nobody really defended the three guys that lynched that guy basically with a gun because he was jogging and the case was so massively against them. But what they kept saying was, there was a good verdict. So was the Rittenhouse one. I saw that. I said, no, it wasn't.
So Justice was done in both cases.
That's how they did that. Yeah. They went right. I saw it more than once. I'm thinking, no, actually, Rittenhouse is a horrible judgment, too.
Right. But. For every white guy you convict, you got to let a couple of them go.
That's how that was. Yeah. See to me. Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
A couple of golfers in the UK recuperating after getting ambushed by wild pigs.
Whoa. I saw this.
There was an attack.
Javelinas, like in Arizona?
No, these are just feral pigs.
Okay.
There was an attack at the Lightcliff Golf Club just outside of Leeds in northern England.
They might have not even been feral pigs. They might have been some farmer's pigs.
A golfer who confronted the animals had to get a shot after getting cut on his leg. The pigs appeared again a couple of days later and wreaked havoc on the 18th hole. The head greens director of the golf club.
Just on a golf course putting and a bunch of pigs attack you?
Yes.
Holy hell.
The head greens director of the golf club confronted the animals and he got cut on the leg.
They were awful humane about this because if this happened in this country, they would have put bullets in their head that day. They would have found
the golfers
all and shot them all.
Oh, the pigs.
They were just golfing.
The golfers, Jesus, not Tom. The golfers.
And the pigs, too.
All right. Just but shoot would everybody. You trade getting attacked by pigs for a hole-in-one? One of the injured golfers got a hole-in-one a couple of days later.
Now,
that's the question, Todd.
Oh.
Would you rather get attacked by pigs and then 2 days later get a hole-in-one?
Or never get a hole in one.
Todd would take the
pigs
every day.
What's the extent of the damage?
Yeah, what kind of injury?
He's good enough to play golf a couple days later.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll take that. It. I'm with you.
Whatever it takes to get a hole in one. I got to get attacked by a pig.
A little scrape on the leg or something, wherever the pig came at you. But maybe then 2 days later, you're knocking an ace.
But you don't know the hole in one's coming when the pig's attacking you yet.
Well, in this situation, you do.
Okay.
That's the trade-off.
Why don't you try it out, Todd? Go.
You need maybe a tetanus shot, a rabies shot.
Yeah.
But you get a hole in one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trip to the ER.
But yeah, he's right. Yeah. They're obviously not that extensive injuries if you're out playing another round 2 days later.
We'd have to go back with all your stitches and to buy a round for everybody.
Yeah.
Sure. I'd do that.
It was probably a free round, too, because I'm guessing maybe the course comped him and said, nah, if you got attacked by pigs, you can come back for a free one.
Yeah, they maybe
were they right near the farm?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Did a pig ever attack you and your farm, Puss?
No.
Okay. You ever attack a pig?
No farm.
All right.
He said that was the goat attacking him, but no, really, the goat attacked me. Right.
Again, don't buy that Craig's a nice guy crap.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's weird that whenever you say that the goat's attacking you, he's facing the opposite direction.
He's backing up against me.
That goat
is attacking me with his butt.
That pigs can get aggressive.
Apparently.
Yeah, we got a farmer out there who... A pig went after him.
Well, it could kill you, right? You get trapped in a pen with him.
Don't people dispose of bodies by just tossing him in with the pigs?
That's right.
You know, oh, yeah.
Is that urban myth? I don't know.
That was Deadwood.
We've heard that.
That was Deadwood.
Yeah. Farmers have died having a heart attack in a pig pen before, and then they get chewed up.
Three or four times in that show, they'd take somebody who died out to the pig pen and just toss them in.
Yeah, just throw them in the trough.
Gone.
Right. They're gone.
All right. But you're right. Over here, we put a bullet in all those golfers' heads. You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Congrats on the hole-in-one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.